Welcome back to Steel Belt Radio. We are pre-recorded tonight. My name is Jeff, here till 8 o'clock. Thanks for stopping by. It's July 2nd. It's the 14th anniversary of the first time I got to host a show here on UMFM all by myself. And, it's the day after Canada Day. And just like I did 14 years ago, we're playing some great Canadian music. Today, however, I wanted to focus closer to home and play some great Manitoba music and some stuff that maybe you didn't even know had Manitoba connections, and dig up some stuff that we just haven't heard in a long time. Maybe you've forgotten about, including this band right here. This band spawned a lot of players who went on to play with a lot of other great people, and they were just they were a big part of the Manitoba music scene in the 90s, and then kind of disappeared, and other people have gone on to bigger and better things, including Luc Doucette, who was in this band early on. I was going to play a Luc Doucette song from this band from early on, but I didn't like it very much, so I'm not going to play that one. I'm going to play something from the band after Luc Doucette left this particular outfit, from a self-titled record that came out in the 90s. The year of which has suddenly just escaped me. I'll look it up. Here's something from the great Acoustically Inclined on Steel Belted Radio. Canada Day, sorta.
Thank you. She says I am the sun, and that's a mystery to me. But if that's what she believes, then so it must be. I had a real cauchemar. We were in the backyard. The whirly bird came down on me. I won't see you no more. Not if I am the sun. Bucket of water. Looks like someone finally got off their ass and changed my fuse. Electrodes in, power's on. I'm feeling better than ever. And they called me a man, so I guess my man. They said that a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. all-night restaurant, North Kildonan. Lukewarm coffee tastes like soap. I trace your outline in spilled sugar. Killing time and killing hope. This brand new strip mall chews on farmland. As we fish for someone to blame, we communicate in questions. Sound the same. Under sputtering fluorescence, after refills are refilled, negotiations at a standstill. Saucer stilled. If you ask how I got so bitter, I'll ask how you got so vain. And all our questions blur together. Answers always sound the same. We can't look at one another. I'll say something thoughtful soon, but I can't listen to the quiet. So I hum this mindless tune. I stole from some dumb country rock star, and I don't even know his name. It's like my stupid little question. The answers always sound the same. Sound so lame. While we communicate in questions, and all our answers sound the same. Thank you.
off from 1996 here in Winnipeg from an album called King Me. There's a band called Special Fancy, and if that name doesn't mean much to you, maybe that voice sounded familiar. That was our pal Carrie Latimer of Leaf Rapids and Nathan. That band also featured Christine Fellows, Barry Marochnik, all kinds of good stuff. That's a good one right there. That's Train Guy from Special Fancy. Before that, we heard, oh yeah, the Weaker Thans. Maybe you heard of them. From their debut Fallow, we heard None of the Above. We heard something from Greg McPherson from his cassette release, The Year of the Record Break. We heard that the song. Luke Doucette and his band Veal from the first Veal record, Hot Loser. We heard Koshmar, and we kicked it off with something from Winnipeg supergroup Acoustically Inclined. We heard Not. That band featured, Mira Sahai, who is now known as Mira Black. Richard Moody was in there. Carrie Krishna was in there. All these folks. All kinds of folks. Good stuff. And Barry Marochnik was in the band. Luke Doucette was in the band. It was a real breeding ground, that their project. All right, those female harmonies, that pop sensibility, that got me to thinking of this band. Man, what a great band. They had so many great songs. This right here, I think, is probably the best pop song that ever came out of this city. And I say that, although they have a whole bunch of them that could be in the running. This is my current favorite. So good. This came out in 2006. Great Winnipeg band. The album's called Broken Hearts Break Faster Every Day. I don't know what this gal's up to. I went to high school with her, you know, I think. Here's something. I'm just going to shut up. Here's a great song. Man, if you like pop songs, check this one out. String of Blinking Lights. This is Paper Moon. You're listening to Manitoba Music on Still About the Radio.
City's changed. forward to a bitter cold.
Forget this moment.
of a city streets lit up so bright that it subdues. A one would associate with night a pearl its course. It shatters breathlessly, splayed on the floor. Among maps marked off with shaken hands. But I windowsill and shell, the contents expired and are replaced with something else. Results return and days once undefined tracks so close the guides. So just try and keep this candle lit, 'cause I
a super talented band called Lederhaus. That band featured Scott Nolan on bass, for goodness sake. From their CD, self-titled, we heard The Elephant Song. Went to high school with those guys too. It's funny, you know, I went to Oak Park High School when I was a kid, and I hated it there because all I saw around me were the jocks and the jerks and the drug addicts, and I didn't know anybody that was kind of into the same things that I am. And now that I look back and I see that all these great bands and musicians and comedians and all kinds of people went to that school, I just, you know, maybe I should have talked to somebody. I don't know. Maybe that would have helped. I don't know. Anyway, those guys went to my high school, the Lederhaus boys. Well, most of them anyway. We heard the Paperbacks in there with a great song called Plans in Advance from an album called An Episode of Sparrows. There's a great band that we miss. We heard the Details in there, another great band that we miss called, great song called Always, 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 Never from an album called Draw a Distance, Draw a Border. We heard Paper Moon in there with just a fantastic pop song, String of Blinking Lights there from the album Broken Hearts Break Faster Every Day. How about we play you a couple of things, a couple of guys that I bet you didn't know were born in Winnipeg, did ya? Well, maybe you did, because you're smarter than I am. Maybe it just took me as by surprise, but here's a couple, including this one. This guy, you know, we've been hearing more about him for the past year or so, since his health issues came to the light, and they're still out there, still doing shows, and I think that's a fantastic, amazing thing. I sure hope they make it back to Winnipeg. I'd love to see him again. Born right here in Winnipeg, apparently. This is John Mann and Spirit of the West with Songwriting Perfection. The songs just don't get any better than this one. I love it. This is a song called Political. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio, Manitoba Music Edition on UMFM. We'll be right back.
what you did for me. I can see things now I never would have seen. And today I thought about what could have been, but could never be for you and me. 'Cause everything, every little thing, every little thing with you and me had to be so political. Everything, every little thing, every little thing with you and me had to be so political. Everything, everything with you and me was so political. Oh, political. I'm looking around this town that I call home. It's brought up here, it's the only place I've known. If I go, it won't be long, I'm coming back, baby, with a brand new song. Baby, babe, I'm coming home to you. I said, baby, babe, I'm coming home to you. They tell you to, baby, babe, I'm coming home to you. I said, baby, babe, I'm coming home.
My cousin Morley, he and my dad, they're related on Morley's mother's side. On Morley's father's side, he's related, he's a cousin of David Geffen's. I figure that makes me David Geffen's cousin too. I tried to call him, but they said, fuck you. I tried to call him, but they said, fuck you. Well, I would not take no for an answer. Don't they know he's my cousin? So I wrote him a letter. Dear Dave, my name's Bob. I'm your cousin. Do you like corn on the cob? Because if you do, you could land your Concord in my driveway and have dinner with me. I'd like to tell you a thing or three. I'd like to tell you a thing or two. Like one time, Dave, I read an interview with a guy who used to work for you named Gary Gersh. He said he was looking for male singer-songwriters, the kind writing about serious shit. Well, I figured that was me, Dave, and so I sent him my tape, but he hated it. You know, I think he played it in his kitchen to get rid of cockroaches. Dave, do you think you could hire him back from Capitol Records just to fire him for me? After all, I'm your family. Like Sister Sledge, we are family. And as a member of your family, Dave, I just gotta tell you something. I feel a little embarrassment. That according to Billboard magazine, November 22nd, 1992, your company has twice been sued by over alleged sexual harassment. The article went on to say the woman settled out of court for nearly $500,000. Dave, that's a terrible thing. And besides that, I've even heard Neil Young sometimes sing that his years at Geffen left him trembling. And by the way, Dave, if I just might add one little teensy-weensy tiny microscopic thing, seeing as I'm your cousin, you should drop Guns N' Roses. I mean, they call black people niggers. They call gay people faggots. And they record songs by Charles Manson. Good one there, Dave. And by the way, I could use a record deal in the States. Signed, your cousin Bob.
Oh, from right here in Winnipeg, that's Bob Wiseman from his album It's True, singing about his cousin Dave. Did you know that David Geffen had local connections? Huh? It's true. Corn Raymond in there and his Sundowners from the great album Paper Nickels. That's a cover of an Andrew Neville song. We heard a brand new song. It's Andrew Neville's birthday tomorrow. Get on down to the Times Changed and celebrate his birthday party with Washboard Hank. That's going to be tons of fun. Corn Raymond was born in Winnipeg, and that story is sort of the emotional apex of his one-man show Bookworm, which is going to be performed live in my living room on July 27th. We'd love to have you. Check out steelbeltedradio.com or telebandagohome.com for all the details on that show. We'd love to have you join us. And born in Winnipeg, John Mann from Spirit of the West. We heard Political from the album Labor Day. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's my Canada Day show. It's July 2nd. We're commemorating 14 years since they first let me do a free range radio here on UMFM. And you're thinking, how, Jeff, you know, that first show, it centered so much around the music of the Rheostatics, and the Rheostatics are like the most Canadian band ever, and they're part of every Canada Day show I do. So, but they're not from Manitoba, and you're thinking to yourself, Jeff, are you going to be okay without any Rheostatics on your Manitoba music show? And I'm going to say yes, because I can do it. Here, friends, are the Rheostatics singing about the Royal Albert Arms in Winnipeg. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Joey died in his room last night. They took him down in a shit-splattered elevator. Yeah.
check your watch, you're 14 and more. Here lies a road not traveled before. Down in the cellar, there's beer on your breath, and up off the floor, did you let him explore? Oh, 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 check your map, you're Louis Riel. He rode a horse before you were born. Out in the flatland, the money's all
Oh, it's a Canada Day miracle, a double shot of the Rio Statics on a Manitoba Music edition of Free Range Radio. It's a miracle. King of the Past there from the Rio Statics, from the great album Whale Music, the greatest Canadian album of all time, I'd say. That song allegedly sort of came out of a trip, a day that they spent trying to look for Louis Riel's grave and history here in Winnipeg. And that song, and one of my absolute favorites, came out of that. And before that, we heard the Royal Albert what's it called? The Royal Albert Joey Part 2 from the album Double Live. That's the Rio Statics. It has been our Canada Day special. We play Canadian music all the time, but especially had some fun today. I got tons more. Maybe I'll dive into this stuff further on in the summer. Maybe even next week. Who knows? Next week it's Folk Fest, for goodness sake, so we'll be pre-recorded, but we will have something on for you. So tune in next week, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Tune in on Sunday as well, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. This Sunday is my 600th episode of Tell a Band to Go Home, and we'll celebrate that somehow, says the guy who hasn't planned it yet. Tune in on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the Band to Go Home, 600th episode. Check out stillbelted.radio.com. Email me, Jeff at stillbelted.radio.com, and stay tuned for Venus Envy, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film. Thank you, everybody. Happy Canada Day, yesterday.